Bureau of Statistics job figures for June out today, and that unemployment picture is turning a little less rosy. The numbers show a rise in unemployment to 5.2%. It's 27,000 jobs lost in the month. Now, after a recent rash of good news, these are slightly grim tidings for the government. Bill Shorten is Federal Minister for Employment, and I spoke to him earlier this afternoon and started by asking him if this rise in unemployment was unexpected.
Yes, I have to say that for several months now, I've been predicting that the labour market will ease slightly. I actually believe that whilst any job losses are bad news, and our labour market is showing distinct signs of softness, we are doing better than the rest of the OECD, really. We've got numbers which, in Europe, they wouldn't believe. Unemployment in Europe's, on average, 11%. In America, 8.2%. And in places like Spain, unemployment's at 25%.
Well, certainly better, but those countries are a pretty low bar at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. What is good is that we have the sixth highest participation rate in the world. In the OECD. Mm. All of that just tells me that we have a multiple-speed economy. States like New South Wales are doing it hard at the moment. But West Australia is doing it quite well. Tasmania is doing it hard. But we are seeing some sectors of the economy generate jobs. And it's not just a story about mining. I think the health sector in particular has been the standout achiever.
Now, that participation rate, it's interesting you picked that because that did fall, 65.4% down to 65.2% for the month. So that would suggest, wouldn't it, that some people have given up and left the labour force?
Yeah, I guess everything's relative. We always want the best possible numbers. But when I was discussing this with the government economists before coming on your show, they said, Bill, participation rate is well at the moment is well above the 10-year average, and it's sixth in the world. So we want to encourage more people to re-enter the workforce. I have to say this is mixed news. Whilst the labour market is softening, something we've predicted, I actually think the numbers show that despite the headline announcements of job losses, we're not seeing that flow through in the same massive impact to unemployment levels, which tells me that the service industry is delivering new jobs. Also, it tells me that Australia's hanging in there.
Yeah, there's a modest rise in part-time work, isn't there? So there's a slight redistribution of the work, perhaps?
That's right. Since the global financial crisis, so in the time that Labor's been in power federally, there've been nearly 800,000 jobs created, which is about 7.5% growth on where we were in 2007. Now, we'd like more than that, but on the other hand, most of the rest of the industrialised world shed about 30 million jobs, 35 million jobs. So it's mixed news. I just don't want Australians to get into a funk. And because confidence is important, it's important to retail,
yes.
It's important the way we look at the facts.
Though you say that you've expected this sort of softening, do you expect subsequent months to continue this trend?
Government and Treasury economists tell me that we can expect some further softening in the labour market, but again, if our labour market is slowing more slowly than the rest of the world, the OECD, so we're doing comparatively better. So we should be realistic about what's happening and not overpromise. On the other hand, I think the government is on the right track in spending so much money on skills and training. The best job security in the future is for people to have... that's my little baby. The best job security for Australians in the future is to have the widest range of skills.
So I guess we're a little way away from rubber bullets and rioting miners in the streets to take a European comparison.
Well, Australia should never take its good fortune for granted, but it is fair to say that Australia's hanging in there comparatively well compared to the rest of the world.
Now, on another matter, a lot of senior Labor figures have been lining up this last week or two to take a kick at the Greens. Are you surprised at the vigour of that?
Well, some of these issues appear to be state issues in New South Wales. For myself, the biggest issue which I think the Greens and the Liberals need to perhaps take less hardline positions is on working out a lasting solution to dealing with the risk to human life that the people smugglers represent. So I understand the Greens have a view that they'd like processing done in Australia. I understand the Liberals think that Nauru's the answer to all the issues. The Labor government's willing to compromise, but I think we have to recognise that things which encourage people to hop into boats and come to Australia is putting human life on the line, and there's no principle greater than the protection of human life.
Do you think the government's arrangement will survive the New South Wales conference at the weekend?
I think that there's policies which Labor has, which the Greens would probably support in the Senate. We're not identical. We do have differences. And on some issues, the Greens are probably more likely to support us than they are to support the Liberals.
How much of that jockeying by the New South Wales right is more pro-Kevin Rudd than anti-Green?
I think it's an issue. I think these are opinions coming out of New South Wales. I think it would be wrong to conflate it into leadership speculation. I think there was genuine frustration across Australia that most recently, certainly there's genuine frustration within the Labor Party, that we recognise that offshore processing has to be part of how Labor handles people smugglers and that we have a humane refugee policy. And we do think that not having offshore processing probably increases the risk to people coming to Australia and sending signals which can get manipulated by unscrupulous people exploiting refugees.
Bill Shorten, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much. Thanks. Cheers. Bye.